Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
No one left.
Welcome to episode 283 of Force is Gone. I'm Dale Saunders here with Evan Hollywood Hearn, and we're doing a little emergency quickie podcast. It's a Friday, TGIF. Can we say TGIJ? Thank God it's Jaquaski.
Oh!
The Eagles have signed a safety from the 49ers. And for me, it's another solid signing by Howie Roseman. The fact that, you know, you got Jaquaski Tart. He's changing from the 49ers to Let's change the colors to green. It is a nice move for Howie Roseman. He's been on one as of late. This is a nice depth or even potential starting piece. He's a guy who can come in and compete. Epps is playing for his career right now. Like he's playing for this career moment. You have across the way. I mean, he's going to come in and he can be a rotational piece. I mean, the guy has size. Look at Jaquaski Tart, 6'1", 215. 7 years experience. That's what you like. We look at our back end of the group. You're not like, you know, Andre Chair, Kayvon Wallace. It's just not as exciting as having a guy with experience, 6 playoff games, and also played in the Super Bowl. So we're talking about a guy with some playoff experience. People will bring up the drop that he had against the Los Angeles Rams. So that might have left a bad taste in the mouth of the 49ers, although they're probably trying to get younger at the position. I believe he paid on around $6 million he was getting paid last year for last season. Got signed during the end of free agency. So, Ev, when you first heard the news about Jaquaski, Were you feeling the move?
It's Friday then. It's Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Yo, I'm pumped, bro. I mean, dude, this defense is night and day. The difference between where we were last year and where we are this year. For a team that has just been starving for a linebacker for years, Howie comes in and he cashes it on linebackers. For a team that we were dying for a second cornerback to be opposite of Slay, we went and got that guy. And now the one hole that we were really worried about I don't even want to over embellish it. I don't want to say really worried about, because as I looked at this defense, even before we got Jaquaski, I was very confident that we were going to be a top 10 defense in this league. And now you add him in and I really am struggling to find where the weakness in this defense is. I'm over the moon, man. I'm thinking about what Gannon can do with these guys. I'm thinking about this young core growing. I know that Jaworski is 30 years old, but you mentioned how he brings 7 years experience, also brings a Super Bowl appearance to the party. So, I mean, it's a guy that knows how to get there, knows what it takes to get to the bowl. Man, I love it, dude. I don't know what there wouldn't be to be excited about today. That was a huge move by Howie, and I'm blown away by what he's done this offseason. He has made all the right moves, in my opinion.
It's very true. I mean, you know, Eagle fans are excited. Tommy is saying that they're going to the bowl. You know, Chuck's got his cool guy emoji glasses on. I mean, you know, I think Eagle fans have to be excited for what they're seeing this offseason. It's like, again, everything has to come together on the field. This is on paper, but mm-hmm. you talk about pieces that, you know, you wanted implemented. Like, you know, Epps was a guy who were like, okay, if you think that you've developed him, he's the guy, the right guy for the job. You know, we spoke to Epps ourselves.
Yeah.
We're very impressed with him as a person.
Dude, he can lay the wood. Like there's aspects of Marcus Epps' game that I do like. I just don't think that as far as how our scheme is set up, we needed a guy that was stronger in coverage. We can't just have a guy that's just laying the wood in the middle of the field, as great as that is. But to bring in Jaworski, I mean, he's a guy. I saw him and Rodney McLeod have had what was it? Some of the most pass deflections since like. I'd have to pull that stat up. I don't want to misread it.
Well, I have an interesting stat for you. He was also college teammates with James Bradbury.
Oh, was he really?
So you're talking about, you know, coming into it, another secondary with one of his former brothers. Mm-hmm. You know, they're roommates, not just teammates, but roommates. So that's a nice little, you know,
Bradbury. They have that connection together. Yeah,
it's not bad. It's not bad.
No, but it's like this defense. I don't know, Gail. Like I'm feeling a certain type of way. I don't want to get the juices pumping too high. This could just be recency bias of today. It could be the euphoria of the moment. But
it's not,
dude. This team is looking pretty damn good, and we keep on saying the major if is Jalen Hurts. What if he does well?
When he does well. You know, obviously OTAs, he shined, but also
I want to take that with a grain of salt.
It's OTAs. I'm like, at the end of the day, like, it all has to happen on the field. You know, you talk about chemistry is a thing. You know, like, you talk about the chemistry of a secondary. When, you know, playing safety myself, you know, like, you have that relationship with the quarterback. Like, that is a special thing where he might not even have to say anything. He can give you the look, knowing that you need to be in the right place. And he doesn't, you know, it's a trust situation.
Right.
So obviously, you know, they're going to have to gel as a unit. He does have that size. You talk about a guy who could be that, bring him down in the box. You know, Harris has that size as well. And he does have some range. I saw a play from, it was against the Packers. It was a game-saving tackle. Orlovsky was breaking it down. Just talk about the hustle plays. It was a hustle play on the back end where he ran damn near half the field to make a tackle, which saved the game. I always go to the, and I'm not going to say the enemy. 49ers aren't really our enemies, but I'll go to their chat rooms or their, you know, see what they're saying about him. Some people were saying, you know, he was a solid player for the 49ers. Mm-hmm. There was wasn't a crazy amount of splash plays, but he was reliable, solid. Some people were saying, you know, he was just a guy that you could rely on. And again, this is what you're asking for when you're bringing somebody off the streets. And you're trying to add them to the football team. You want them to know, you want to know that they're reliable. They have mm-hmm. experience, great depth. If he doesn't beat out one of our safeties, but again, if you're talking about what they've seen in OTAs, did the Eagles are like, all right, we've seen enough. You know, we got to bring a guy in. We need to bring a guy in. So,
yeah. But I mean, this was a guy that, I mean, for as long as we've been in free agency now, this is a guy that I think that we got for a good number. And I think it's a perfect type of fit as far as what we're paying versus the quality of player that we got. We bolstered up the defense this offseason. We added impact players. And I'm not saying that Jaquaski Tartt is going to be the best player on this defense or, you know, even maybe one of the top five guys, but it's the fact of we just solidified the entire defensive side of the ball. Just having a guy that is able to stay in coverage for that extra, you know, second and a half could result in 10, you know, a ton more sacks, a lot more pressure on the quarterback. So this defense, where would you say, now that we've added Jaquaski Tartt, what would you say is the weak part of this defense? The weakest. I don't want to say, because I know it's easy to say, I think we're pretty stacked across the board, but what would you say now is the weakest part of this defense?
I'd still have to say, you know,
safety.
I'm not in terms of like, I think, but if you look at the cornerback depth behind, you know, Slay and Bradbury, if, you know, God forbid, but like,
yeah,
you know, I feel, you know, I think linebacker position was that position. But obviously they've done enough there.
Kaiser White and N'Kobe Dean.
I'm excited about what they have there. I just think overall, I think you got to be excited about defense this year. Like going into last year, you know, defense is defense, but like last year compared to this year, like I'm so geeked to see what they do. I really hope that, you know, we see some different looks. You know, you got two pieces from Georgia, and the defense they ran was super multiple. I know we were multiple last year, but I feel like they got the right pieces in place. So, Rome saying out here, seeing a lot of Niner fans hurt that he's leaving, which is always a great sign. I've seen some comments that Tartt was one of their favorite players on defense. You know, drafted in the second round in 2015. Mm-hmm. So, and people are liking the move. Christian says he likes the move. He says Tartt is an underrated safety.
And you have to consider the fact too that, like, so we're bringing Tartt into a defense that now has been built and is already pretty solid, meaning that there's not going to be a huge leaning on Jaquaski Tartt at this point. It was not like we're bringing in him in to a completely bare bones defense where we're like, man, we need you to make some plays. He's a guy that is going into the fold with another bunch of impact players. So as long as he just pulls his own weight, this defense should thrive.
No, I definitely think, I definitely think the back end, like I've heard other analysts, I've heard, you know, talk about, you've done all this work to the defense. The up front looks nice. You've added linebackers. And now your safeties, this is pre-Tartt move. They're like, you know, what are you doing at safety? Like, what is going on? And these are from – it was on the Q&A pod podcast. And they were saying, you know, talking about Q being a safety. That's what he was saying. So he's like, what are you guys doing at safety? You want to do all this work to build up the front of your defense,
right?
And then you have the safety on the back end. But
yeah,
but you know, I really do think that was the last nice piece.
But do you think that bringing in a guy like Tartt, do you think that he has instantly moved himself above Epps on the depth chart, or do you think that this opens the door for competition for them to sharpen iron against iron in training camp?
Definitely competition. You know, Epps knows the defense. You know, Harris knows exactly what he Gannon wants, coming from the Vikings background. I mean, Epps is also with the Vikings as well. So they know that they know what to expect. You think I just believe that they, you know, they were looking for a veteran guy, and you know, people were, you know, talking about Brandon would brought up, does the Tartt signing rule out a Bates trade? I think it does. I mean, I do. I didn't think that was, you know, I'm not sure they're ready to spend some money like that, because you know Bates is going to want a contract. I mean, I think, you know, how we could work that out.
Yeah, but at the same time, what are you going to do? You're just going to start to load up all in one position. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to overkill it. Like, you are making your team stronger by adding Jaquaski Tartt today, but you don't want to just hyper focus on one position.
Well, I mean, you definitely got to hit the draft too, man. Like I'm all about getting younger. I mean, Kayvon Wallace, you were hoping. Well, I mean, hey, if Kayvon as much as Kayvon talk, like this is an opportunity. You go ahead, fight for the position.
Exactly. Well, I mean, I've said time and time again, I actually think he's pretty valuable on special teams, Kayvon Wallace. But I mean, I totally understand what you're saying. When he came here from Clemson, you're expecting a guy to step into that starting safety position, and he hasn't lived up to that. But you know, now we have depth at that position. It's actually kind of crazy because, you know, we're sitting here talking about Epps, we're talking about Harris, we're talking about Tartt, and Kayvon Wallace's name just gets lost in the fold, man. Like,
he could easily change the narrative.
I wouldn't say easily.
No. I'm saying like
he could change the narrative
if he's listening to the words of the great Jason Kelce, who signed your jersey.
Exactly.
He said you can always change the narrative, and that you as a player can change the narrative. So, change the narrative, Kayvon. And but again, I'm all about competition. If you listen to our last podcast, it's all about competition to me. Like you bring in guys that make sense. You think, you know, he's got that size, but he's also got that, he's got some range, can run.
Yeah.
So you like that. You definitely like that. Now Marvin says, got to give it to Howie. He's done a solid job this offseason. It's one of those things, man. He could hold his head high as much as he likes. He deserved it this offseason.
Crazy to me. The roller coaster of a career that Howie Roseman has had here in Philadelphia, just from the people just downright hating him. And then we win the Super Bowl and we are just elated and we think he's the greatest GM ever. And then the team collapse and he's the worst ever. And we think that he's a cockroach that'll never die. And he's got these dirty pictures on Jeff Lurie. And that's the reason that he'll never lose his job. And now look where we're at. Life's all about patience. It's all about patience.
Yeah. I mean, I just think that you know, Eagle fans want things right away. I mean, I'm not going to even say Eagle fans. People in general want things right away.
They want results right away.
Yeah. I mean, patience is a virtue. Not a lot of people are waiting for the patience. I mean, people, you got to wait till Friday comes. Friday is here, you know.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
and we're rewarded on a Friday.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Primo. Shout out to Mal and Mally. I know Primo is out camping at a campground.
It's crazy, man. Do you like camping? I was never down with camping. I like my bed too much, man. I don't get down with that.
I do sort of like camping, but last time I camped about 5-6 years ago, caught poison ivy in the face.
Screw that.
Bad scene. Bad scene. Kelly's loving the hat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kelly. Appreciate it.
You know.
Over under on how long this new watermark will last. I mean, the watermark dropped yesterday. What were your initial thoughts on it?
Well, when you dropped it in the DMs, I was kind of like, I wasn't feeling, because my thing was like, I put out a tweet that it needed more seasoning. Like, it looks like they went to Canva.
They just went salt and pepper on it.
Just went straight up unseasoned chicken. and they put it out there, and you're like, is this what we're doing?
Yeah. No, I get that.
People were hot, though. I wasn't hot like that.
No, that's kind of what I was getting at, is that, like, I was semi-indifferent about it. I thought it, like, initially I saw the new word mark, and I was like, it's very minimalist. It looks like I could have done that in 5 seconds in Photoshop. But then you see the photoshops of people putting it on the jersey and stuff. And honestly, I don't think it looks that bad.
It won't happen until 2024, though.
The fact that everybody hates it kind of has it growing on me. If that can open up a door into my mind.
I mean, I saw Jacob was like, all these great moves to be trashed by WordArc. Come on. It's not that deep. Come on. I've been waiting for Kelly Green for years.
Yeah.
So I don't really like.
Do you think that this is a precursor for new jerseys?
It should be. Yeah. So, you know, time to like
to freshen up. It's spring clean.
It's season. Yeah. It's season. Yeah, yeah. Like out here when you first put like sazon.
Yeah, that's sazon.
Yeah, put some sazon seasoning in there. Like yeah. Some people might not know about that, but you put that in there. Your chicken versus salt and pepper, like word. All you use is salt, pepper, garlic. Put some other seasoning in there. Flavor it up. Flavor it up. Rome out here calling his shot. He said, I said it on Twitter.
Basement expectation.
He said, once you put it on Twitter and you put it in that 100.
Yeah, you're locked in for life. Yeah.
You're locked
in,
screenshotted.
Yeah.
NFC Championship is the basement expectation.
It's not for me, honestly. I'm not trying to. Dude, like, if you watched the postseason last year, you saw a huge difference between what playoff teams were and what Super Bowl caliber teams are and what the Eagles were last year. Granted, this is a totally different roster, but I think that they need some time to gel together and be cohesive. I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm just saying that it's not my expectation.
It's a team that's got, you know, they are taking the offseason to connect. The whole theme of this offseason and probably the practice is about connecting.
Yeah.
And they're really kind of like, you know, Devontae Smith talked about that in his, it's all about connecting. So, I mean, if they connect and communicate and the chemistry is there, it you know, you're going to see a defense that's sound. You can see a team that's sound. And what was I going to say? I just totally lost my train of thought. But I just feel like, oh, watching the Golden – congratulations, Golden State Warriors,
yeah,
on your fourth title. But
look at
the fact that those players that they have together, they're all in sync. They know what it takes to win.
Yeah,
you got a lot of guys on this team who know what it takes to win from the college level. Mm-hmm. You know, some guys have won Super Bowls on this team, but – you know, a lot of successful guys on this roster.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you brought it up, so I just have to build off of that. But, you know, Golden State is honestly blessed, dude. To go from Steph Curry to Jordan Poole, those guys are going to be incredible shooters. That's insane. Christopher Goldhammer taking a page out of Mal's book. He's got the Eagles going 17-0 this year.
Hey, whatever. Whatever the vibe is.
I agree that the schedule is favorable. I don't know. Are things lining up?
I mean, it was actually lining up in 2007. We had our schedule was kind of like, I mean, we were going through some trash teams, but
yeah,
you only play who's on your schedule.
You play who you play. And also, like, all of these, you know, we've got the easiest schedule, blah, blah, blah. Once the season starts, all these teams are going to shift around. There's going to be teams that are better that you didn't expect to be, and there's going to be teams that shit the bed that you didn't expect it to happen. So it's all speculation as far as how good our schedule really is.
Man, we're talking about this great move by the Eagles, and the comments are littered with word mark issues.
If there's any consolation to it, you have to figure the fact that since there's a new watermark, there's going to be a bunch of new gear that drops, right? And so they're probably going to sell all of the old gear at a discount. So if you're into the old word mark, you probably get it pretty cheap once all the new stuff drops.
I saw it was like an E hat, said E on it. My middle name is Edward. So
that could work, I guess.
I'd always buy hats with G's on it. You know, I was like, I was telling my dad, I was like, why don't you just name me Eddie? Why you got to go with Gale? Like, couldn't you just call me Edward?
Gale Sayers, bro.
I know. But as a little kid, I'm like, bro, I'm getting killed in elementary school right now, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, man. You know, I really just really wanted to talk about this move. You know, I said quick emergency pod, dropped what I was doing, rushed home, tried to get someone to jump on with me to just talk about this move. I feel great about the move. I feel like it's not the be all the end all move of the century.
Yeah.
But again, it's just when moves happen that make sense, you just take that for what it is and keep it moving. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think today was another successful day in the offseason of Howie Roseman. You know, this team just continues to get better. I continue to get more excited about them. And, dude, I'm pumped just for some open practices, man. I just want to see all these guys out there, see it with my own eyes, and see how these guys are gelling together, how their chemistry is. Because that'll be – if we see them having – like, dude, if they're making great plays out there in the open practices, if they're out there, you know, just vibing – we're going to be feeling a certain type of way as we head into the regular season.
Bill says, hopefully the Tart deal doesn't turn sour. I mean, what can turn sour when you have a depth piece? That's the worst case scenario.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, the guys that are backing up our safeties right now, do any of them make you feel better about Tart? I mean, more like, do they make you feel better than the Tart signing? Like the guys that are backing up.
You mean like Epps and Wallace and them?
Yeah. Who's backing? Yeah. Wallace.
I mean, I don't, I obviously I like Tart more than this. I think that's the whole reason that we signed today.
Yeah. You know, we missed that joke.
What? Yeah. Yeah. That went over my head.
That's my wow. 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 Wow.
Hey man, it's Friday.
He's like, yo, there's levels to this, man. We got we got comedians in the comments, man. That's hilarious, man. I'm pretty good on the jokes, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been in this room for like, we had like a COVID scare at my job, so
how you feeling?
I'm feeling fine.
COVID coming up on you like that?
Yeah, like, hey, COVID in the building. Coworker calls me up. Hey, like, yo, just want to let you know I have COVID. I just want to, and I was around you yesterday. I'm like, God damn. Like, and I'm already at home.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, now I've been quarantined in this room. Like, you know, you can get the test, but you still, it's a couple of days of like, all right.
Yeah, no, it's you got to feel out whether you got symptoms or whatnot. That's
so I'm just, see, that's why that joke went over my head, because I've been in this room for 48 hours. COVID
brain. Yeah.
48 hours.
I hope you feel better, bro.
Oh, I feel fine. I feel great, man. Now, Daz asked, he says, with an open, no period, he just says, still worried about Gannon. That's like a deep thought, like no dot dot dot. It's just like,
yeah, still worried about Gannon. It was just a stream of consciousness. Still worried about Gannon. I mean, it's one of those things that like you could say that about any one of these coaches. We have like young coaches, a young coaching staff. We had last year, Nick Sirianni was a first year head coach. There was growing pains last year. They were learning on the fly. So I think that in year two, I have more confidence.
I got some juice for you though.
Lay it on me.
I don't even know if it's been reported. Probably someone said.
We got a Fourth and Drawn exclusive?
I'm not exclusive. This is what I heard from, you know. was not necessary. but, you know, Vic Fangio.
Yeah.
Has been around.
Really? Interesting. He's been in Philadelphia?
He's been around.
As is Chad Johnson.
Well, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, is he just, you know, like sometimes they bring these guys in as consultants, like,
right.
We want to pick your brain, you know. Right. I was just like, okay.
I mean, I'm all for it. Like we say all the time, how bringing in a veteran presence helps out the younger guys in the locker room. I would imagine the same principle would apply for a younger coach and a veteran head coach.
Hey man, if Gannon is somehow, you know, like out next season, he did get a number of interviews, and Vic is the guy they call up. Hey,
he is getting old though, isn't he?
Yo, I mean,
I mean Wade Phillips, man. Is he still doing it?
I was just about to say Wade Phillips, dude. Phillips is a hell of a dude.
Yeah.
Donnie chiming in from upstate New York. What's up, guys? I like the Tart signing. Even if he doesn't work out, it's a cheap one-year signing. Did we get the numbers on that yet?
It was 1 year. I forget. It wasn't like a number that blew me away. Let me see.
Yeah, Todd said Jim Johnson was old. Hello. Yeah, Vic is not old as Wade. But that was it. Was interesting. We've had a shout out to Philly Sports Trips, Vince from Philly Sports Trips. Had a dinner the other day. Hey, if you're looking to go on some of these tailgates on some of these away games, we will be teaming up with them. But had an interesting conversation with Hollis Thomas.
Yeah,
yeah, he was, you know, laying on some,
telling some good stories.
Yeah, great stories, man. Great stories. Some I can't repeat. But just just him talking about the team. He said he's very excited what he sees. He's loving what he sees. He's very excited. I did talk to him about Jordan Davis. I said, you know, does Jordan Davis need to lose a little bit more weight? He's like, nah, he's good where he's at. I was like, he said once you start losing weight, you know, injuries and you lose some strength. But
yeah. But also, like, I love Hollis to death, but like 400 pounds.
No, he's actually 360 at this moment.
Oh, my bad. So,
he did say he was going to come on a podcast.
Nice. I meant 400 as you make it look good. All right.
Bro, he's still cock diesel, man.
No, for sure. He's a beast, man.
yes, I am. Hey, man, you gotta keep your head on a swivel out here. So, Ev, I mean, what do you have planned for tonight before we get out of here? Any big plans on a Friday?
No big plans. No big plans at all. It's probably gonna be a pretty boring Friday night, as a matter of fact.
Not even video games, nothing.
Well, we're gonna have to see where the night takes us.
I mean, not gonna give the people anything to be positive about before you get out of here.
Oh, I got something to be positive about. Okay. I didn't realize that was my final word there. I just want to say a big FU to Anna Horford. You loser! Celtics lose. Go Dubs. I'm happy with it. I enjoyed that game last night.
Yeah.
I hate Anna Horford, bro.
I don't really like the Celtics. Shout out to Devontae Smith, who's a Celtics fan, who mentioned on the timeline. I started to look at, you know, Devontae Smith is a fan. As a fan, he said, Jason Tatum doesn't have that dog in him.
Yeah, that
it was harsh.
I enjoyed that.
I was like,
I didn't realize Devontae was a Celtics fan, though. I thought he was just putting that out there.
He's a Celtics fan.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Jimmy's got to go to work. Shout out to Jimmy Cooper. About to get on this mutt. Jason, I mean, he's probably still sending texts to Kobe.
Yeah.
Getting killed for it. Getting killed for it.
I mean, that whole thing, too, where he was holding on to the ball. He was like, this is my ball. And then he just gets absolutely destroyed, throwing up bricks the following game.
Yeah. Anything else to add before we get out of here?
No, man. What you got to say?
Hey, man, I'm just happy. And if it takes a Jakowski, it's Jakowski. It might look like Jakowski, but it's Jakowski Tart. If that's what it takes to make me happy on a Friday after dealing with a quarantine situation, it is what it is, man. That's what I needed for today. That got me through it. I'm talking about the Eagles. And for that, I'm grateful.
Yes, sir.
You know, we just want to get it on real quick. We are going to be following up with our position profiles. We're moving on to the running back position. Hopefully we get to that on Tuesday. But I just want to wish you guys a happy, safe weekend. A happy Juneteenth.
Yes.
And enjoy
happy your Father's time. Day as well. To all the fathers out there.
Happy Father's Day. That would be Nick Foles.
Yes.
Is his son. Tom Brady, you all know. Make sure you wish Nick Foles a happy Father's Day. Look out for the yearly Happy Father's Day, Nick Foles holding the Tom Brady baby meme.
Tell your father I said Happy Father's Day as well.
Right back at you, man. And all you guys in the comments, thank you for showing up on a Friday. Happy Father's Day to y'all. And we will see you guys in the next one. And as always, fly you. No man, diamonds in my teeth. I got a tell you, man, quarantine boy. Woo!
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big this summer with great deals, all in the Kroger app. Get tender USDA Choice value packs of T-bone steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon, limit 5. Then buy one, get one free on select varieties of Entenmann's, Wonder Bread, or Vita Coco Water, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.